Hey, what is going down, Am I on the Air universe? Before we get started, I just want to let you know that today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today and become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add Am I on the Air in that section where it asks you, how'd you hear about Podgo? You heard it right here, Am I on the Air. So make sure you fill that out in the application. Thanks, everyone, and enjoy the show.
Hi, am I on the air?
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a crushing nose, and I'm on your air. Highest necks on the cloud. Am I in the air? Sunday night's prime time. I flex my better Voltron, transform to DX Don. Mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, I'll short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Well, hello, and welcome back to the greatest entertainment podcast in the universe. That's right. If you are looking for all the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news, everything going down on a week-to-week basis in the world of television and movies, you've come to the right spot, my friends. Am I on the air? We are live on the air, broadcasting live from the Red Dragons Radio Studios here in lovely Tucson, Arizona. My name is Don Mega. I'm your host, and I welcome you to the show. It's season 22, episode 35, and tonight's show is titled One More Look. Like I said in the beginning, guys, this is your one-stop shop. We break down all the news in television and movies with some reviews on a week-to-week basis. From every Monday to every Monday, we come back, same bat time, same bat channel, bringing you everything that's going on out there. Tonight, I have four movie reviews for you guys, non-spoiler, four movie reviews, a new television show, and a couple other things going on in the world of TV. Before we get started, I want to let you guys know that, hey, if you missed our Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings spoiler review, then you need to go check it out. I hope you didn't miss it. I hope you've listened to it already. Hey, for some of you, I hope you've listened to it more than once, because we like multiple listens around here. But, you know, on last week's episode, we did a new Am I on the Air called The Legend of the Five Stars. On that episode, we did, like this show, give you the news of the week with a non-spoiler review of Shang-Chi. I let you guys know on that episode that we were dropping that spoiler review, and that spoiler review has come out. And I want to make sure, too, because sometimes when multiple episodes come out in the same week, you guys miss something. So if you didn't catch last week's new Am I on the Air podcast episode, which was The Legend of the Five Stars, please go back and listen to it. It was a really good podcast, but I feel some of you might have missed it once we posted that spoiler review. So I want to make sure you guys don't miss anything. But yes, the spoiler review is up. Shang-Chi is in its second week now, and it's making lots of money, and it's doing its thing. So hey, if you want to hear more about Shang-Chi, my boy Peeps and I, we broke this film down from top to bottom. So you can listen to it right here on this podcast feed. Check it out, the Am I Still on the Air? Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings spoiler review. Or you can actually watch this review, because we did it on YouTube as well. So go to our YouTube at Am I on the Air, youtube.com/AmIOnTheAir to get to it directly. And just check out the playlist that says Am I Still on the Air, and you'll have all our special episodes on there. And on a side note, have you subscribed to Am I on the Air Quick Bites yet? Want to make sure that you are subscribed to that. It is a separate podcast feed than this one, so make sure you subscribe to that. Go to AmIOnTheAir.com to get links to everything we're talking about. And then if you guys want to know more about some of the news articles we discuss, make sure you follow us on Twitter and our Facebook page so you could dig in a little bit deeper to some of the headlines that I go through. And if you don't get enough information or if I don't want to spoil anything, you want to know more, that's where the news is at on our social media. So, all right, guys, with that out the way, let's get started, man. I got four non-spoiler reviews for you guys, like I said, and I'm going to kick things off right now with the latest movie from James Wan. That's right, the magnificent James Wan, who took us on a ride with Saw. He's the guy that brought Saw to the forefront. He did Insidious. He did The Conjuring. This guy knows horror movies, and he's back doing his thing, man. He got done with Aquaman, and he said, I want to go back to the horror genre, and he created this movie called Malignant. This movie is about Madison, who is paralyzed by shocking visions of grisly murders, and her torment worsens as she discovers that these waking dreams are, in fact, terrifying realities. Now, this movie stars Annabelle Wallace, who is just so gorgeous, by the way. I mean, they kind of did her down in this movie, but she is phenomenally gorgeous. And I thought she was really, really good in this. Man, talking about having to play scared the entire time, she does it. She does it, and she does it well. Let me just say this. I watched this movie the day it came out, and I did check it out on HBO Max, because this is a movie that is in theaters and on HBO Max. But like I joked about in our video review, all my friends suck. Nobody likes to watch horror movies. So I'm kind of always stuck when good new horror films come out to either go watch it by myself, or if I have a way to stream it, then I guess I'm streaming it. So I ended up checking this out on HBO Max. And man, the first 5 minutes had me hooked in the opening sequence, the opening music. I was like, hell yeah, let's go. And this movie just took us on a crazy ride, very reminiscent of like a Sam Raimi movie. It was campy. It was over the top. You had to really suspend some belief here to really not let it piss you off to where you'd want to shut it off because you're just like, this is so dumb. If you can open your mind to this movie, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. It was funny over the weekend watching Twitter because I saw so many people loving this movie and I saw so many people hating it. And it's so funny which side of the coin you're going to fall on, man. And I can't guarantee which one it's going to be for you. But I know for me, I fell on the side of actually really liking it. I thought the twist was really, really cool. I thought the outcome was cool. I thought how it played out was cool. I loved how grisly the murders were and how violent, and there's a lot of bloodshed in this movie, and I liked the way it all played out. Like I said, man, it's campy as F. It's very, very campy, and the twist and the turn is a little much, but I ran with it, and I think it made me just sit back and really enjoy it for what it was. Like I said, if you have a little bit of Evil Dead vibe, Sam Raimi, like I said, just kind of old school. This felt very 90s horror to me, and I dug the hell out of it. So guys, I would recommend Malignant. I would give this 3.5 out of 5 stars. Didn't quite get to that 4-star for me because there is some slow moments in the movie, but when the movie's going, it's going. So I definitely landed in that 3.5 out of 5. I recommend it, especially of HBO Max. You got nothing to lose. So good job, James Wan. So that's our first movie there, Malignant, out the way. Movie number 2 is a new film called Kate. Kate is a new action thriller that just debuted on Netflix, and I've been really excited about this one because it's from the producers of Atomic Blonde, and I love that movie. Charlize Theron kicking some serious ass John Wick style. And now we get Mary Elizabeth Winstead to kick some ass in this movie. You have Woody Harrelson in this one, and this movie is about Kate being poisoned. She's a ruthless criminal operative, and she's got less than 24 hours to exact revenge on her enemies. And in the process, forms an unexpected bond with the daughter of one of her past victims. So she's an assassin. She's on a job. It's in typical action movie fashion. She's like, this is my last job and I'm out. And of course, things never go that way, right? And her last job ends up getting screwed up. She ends up getting poisoned without even knowing it. And we're off to the races, man. And then this just becomes a batshit crazy action thriller. And it's violent and it's gory and people are getting knives through the skull. And I mean, I was surprised at how hard they went with the action on this movie, and it was fun, man. This was a fun ride. It takes place in Tokyo, and it's very vibrant and colorful, and the action's incredible, and Mary Elizabeth Winstead is so good, man. I love that she can do pretty much any genre out there. You could see her in something like this kicking ass, but you could see her being funny. You could see her being in a romantic comedy. You could see her being in a horror. She knows how to get it done. And, you know, Woody Harrelson's always good when he pops up and stuff. And the little girl that ends up kind of being, you know, the girl that she kind of takes under her wing for a portion of the movie, she was really, really solid in this as well, too. So, man, if you just love some kick-ass action, really in the vein of Atomic Blonde, John Wick style, this is a kind of movie for you. So check out Kate, now streaming on Netflix. I would give this 3.5 out of 5 stars as well. So I hate half stars, but man, I'm already starting off this show with 2 movies with a half star. So 3.5 out of 5. All right, my next movie is an Amazon Prime original, and it's called The Voyeurs. So this is a brand new movie that just dropped this past weekend, starring Sydney Sweeney, Justice Smith, and Ben Hardy. This movie here, well, let's see. So Sydney Sweeney plays this stupid name, Pippa. Yes, that's her name. Pippa and Thomas, they move into their dream apartment, and they notice that their windows look directly into the apartment opposite them, inviting them to witness the relationship of the attractive couple across the street. The highs, the lows, the sexuality, everything in between. But when they attempt to anonymously intercede in their lives, they unwittingly set in motion a chain of events leading to deadly consequences. So this is a thriller here. This is another one that gave me very 90s vibes. Like, this just took me back to, like, Sliver with, you know, Sharon Stone. Like, it felt very old school, adult, almost Cinemax-y kind of a movie, you know, where it's just this couple that's just so in love and they just move into their dream apartment, but there's this really hot couple across the way and they're watching them do everything and then they want to be a part of their lives. You know what? Yeah, I mean, the movie's stupid. The movie's stupid overall. I only give this movie 2 out of 5 stars. It's just okay. I didn't mind it. I didn't mind spending the time. But I can't recommend it. Like, I mean, it's very, very slow. Nothing really happens with this movie until the last 20 minutes or so. So it's a lot of setup and it's a lot of slowness. But when we get there and it's, you know, kind of cool. I'm glad something happens, but overall, I mean, it's just a silly little movie, and you can understand why this did not go theatrically, and it is on Amazon Prime. So there you go. If you have Prime Video, you can check out The Voyeurs, now streaming 2 out of 5 stars. And my last movie is a movie I'm not going to spend a lot of time on. It's a Netflix original, bouncing back over to Netflix. This came out the same weekend as Kate. This is about a bunch of guys. The movie's called Prey. And it's about a bunch of friends who are on a hiking trip into the wild woods, and they're in desperate bid of survival when they're on the run from a mysterious shooter. Guys, like I said, I'm not going to spend much time on this one. I hated this movie. This is a 1 out of 5 stars. It was boring as hell. None of the characters were likable. I just, you know, I saw the trailer and I thought this would be a good one. It is a German film, but I was like, you know what? It's in English. Like, it looks like a cool thriller. Whatever. We'll check it out. And at the end of the day, man, I wanted to shut it off. I really, really wanted to shut this movie off. But I was like, you know what? I want to be able to review this movie on the show, and I don't want to half-ass my review by saying I shut it off and everything. I'll finish it. It was only 86 minutes long. I figured I can get through it. This was a long 86 minutes, guys. I just did not like it. So 1 out of 5 stars for Prey. I can't recommend it. So there's your 4 movies, guys. We got Malignant, which is now in theaters and on HBO Max. I would give 3.5 out of 5 stars. Kate, which is now streaming on Netflix, 3.5 out of 5 stars as well. The Voyeurs, which is on Amazon Prime. Prime Video, I would give 2 out of 5 stars. And lastly, Prey, I would give 1 out of 5 stars, now streaming on Netflix. So you can check these all out if you are interested. Okay, switching over to the television side, the newest show that I checked out, and the only new show of the week that I was able to get into, is the brand new drama that is on HBO and HBO Max called Scenes from a Marriage. This stars Oscar Isaac and Jessica Chastain, and this is the main reason why I watched it. The trailer didn't do much for me, but I've been hearing, you know, good things because of these two. So it made its debut just last night on HBO. I checked it out, and it's a snore fest, guys. It's a snore fest. Whew, this is rough, man. It's rough. Now, the highlights, I'll say, is it's Oscar Isaac and Jessica Chastain. They're amazing right now. They're so good. They're amazing actors, and they carry this thing.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Yeah, I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah. We all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit.
Don't
right
play
now.
With this
I ain't gonna
shit.
Lie, we play with this shit right now for oh, I ain't gonna
don't
lie.
Play don't play with it, no. Take that shit serious.
Outside that, it's boring. It's boring as hell. It's just a snore fest. It's a bunch of talking. It's just talking. Nothing happens. It's talking, talking, talking for 58 minutes. So, guys, I don't know if I'm going to continue this one. That's how bad this first episode was. It makes me want to say, I don't want to continue on with this. Because I have a feeling that this is what this whole show is going to be about. It's about the dialogue and the connection of this couple and their relationship, right? Scenes from a Marriage. The highs, the lows. It's depressing. It's depressing, y'all, and I don't know if I want to sit through that. So I might be out on Scenes from a Marriage. So there you go. That's now streaming new episodes weekly every Sunday on HBO and HBO Max. And shout out to Truth Be Told. Truth Be Told is a show I got into last year on Apple TV Plus with Octavia Spencer. She's really, really good in this. And I really like season one. And season two just started on Apple TV Plus, this time adding Kate Hudson into the cast. New season. It's kind of like an anthology series, right? It's a new crime, new season, new cast, except for Octavia Spencer coming back. And, you know, Kate Hudson's husband has been murdered. And we're off to the races. So I've only watched the first episode so far, and I dig it, man. Like I said, I like the show season one, and I'm down. Just wanted to let you know that season two is back, so check it out on Apple TV+. I know we have some other stuff coming up soon. I think season two is about to start for The Morning Show on Apple TV+, which I'm excited about. Why the Last Man just started this week on FX on Hulu, so I'm going to be definitely getting into that as well. So lots of shows to start diving into as we continue to get into the new fall season, but that's what we got on TV as of now. So Scenes from a Marriage, like I said, on HBO and HBO Max, and Truth Be Told season 2, which is now streaming on Apple TV Plus. All right, guys, with that out the way, let's get into what we've been doing now right after our reviews, which is the box office report. So as always, before we get into our news of the week, we want to run through the box office stats. At number 10, it's Respect. Number 9 is Show Me the Father. Number 8 is The Card Counter, which was the big new movie of the weekend with Oscar Isaac, and that only made number 8, so big, big hit for that one. Number 7 is Don't Breathe 2. Number 6 is the Paw Patrol movie. Number 5 is Jungle Cruise. Number 4 is Candyman. Number 3 is Malignant. So rough start for Malignant. Who knows if this had to do with HBO Max. You know, usually people go out and support James Wan movies in theaters. This didn't do it, man. Number 3 in its opening weekend, only bringing in 5.57 mil. Ouch. 5 million for a brand new James Wan movie. Luckily, this was done on a very low budget, so it might win its money back. We'll see where it goes. Number 2 is Free Guy, man. Still holding on, dude. This movie continues to just hold on, and it crossed the $100 million mark overall domestically. So congratulations to Free Guy at number 2. And of course, number 1, once again, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, baby. Already up to $145.6 million in its theatrical run. And it made another 35.7 just over the weekend. So congratulations to Shang-Chi holding down that number one spot with a pretty decent size week one to week two, still pulling in that money. So I love it, love it, love it. All right, guys, that's your box office. So now with that out the way, let's get into our news of the week. Jessica Pimentel has joined the cast of Hulu's upcoming drama Olga Dies Dreaming. Hulu has announced that they're going to be increasing their pricing starting in October for various tiers across the board. So I'm a little bummed about this because I got my email from Hulu as well. It's only going up a dollar, so I'm going to try not to fret too much, but I just hate increases in general. Abigail Spencer and Kate Walsh are set to reprise their roles in the upcoming Grey's Anatomy Season 18. I know a lot of people are excited about that. An upcoming interactive WWE film called Escape the Undertaker is coming to Netflix in October. So I'm excited about this. My daughter's really excited about this. We're big wrestling fans. And this is going to be one of Netflix's kind of choose-your-own-adventure type movies where we're in a haunted house with the Undertaker and you get to control what the New Day does. So you're going to control what hallway they go down, what things they're going to do. It's very interactive, different scenarios, and I dig it, man. As a WWE fan, this gets me super excited to check out something fun like this. I know my daughter's super, super stoked. So there you go. That is coming to Netflix in October. We got Morgan Freeman, Al Pacino, Helen Mirren, and Danny DeVito set to star in Taylor Hackfeld's new film noir called Sniff. We have the brand new trailer for Mothering Sunday, which stars Odessa Young and Olivia Colman, so you can check out that trailer. Blue's Clues. This was a big thing, man. I've been seeing memes all over the place. I didn't watch Blue's Clues, but I know a lot of people love this video and were very emotional about this video from the original host Steve Burns addressing his abrupt exit in a heartfelt message to the fans. So definitely check that out if you were a Blue's Clues fan. I'm sure if you were, you already watched this. Tiger King's Eric Cowie has passed away at the age of 52. This is one of the guys that was featured in the Joe Exotic Netflix show. So sad to hear this news. Rest in peace, sir. Susan Sarandon and Anna Frail are set to star in a new Fox country music drama series called Monarch. So, okay, pretty good casting. All right, all right. There's a new Netflix movie coming out called The Guilty. And the new trailer dropped. This stars Jake Gyllenhaal as a 911 operator. And the film comes from Anton Fuqua and True Detective writer Nick Pizzolatto. The trailer's pretty good, man. This looks pretty awesome. This hits Netflix on October 1st. And I'm ready, man. Directed by Anton Fuqua. You know, we last saw him do Infinite with Mark Wahlberg over on Paramount Plus. So this one looks really, really good, man. Love Jake Gyllenhaal. This looks like an intense little thriller. So looking forward to The Guilty. Amazon Prime has grabbed the new Justin Bieber documentary called Our World. So that'll be a Prime exclusive. Addison Rae, who is a TikTok star, she just starred in the He's All That movie on Netflix. She has just signed a multi-film deal with Netflix, so they're very happy with He's All That. So she's going to be on Netflix for the foreseeable future, so congratulations to her. Man, we've been ramping up this Haunted Mansion reboot, and they've added some more, man. Owen Wilson has joined the cast. So Owen Wilson has joined Tiffany Haddish and Lakeith Stanfield in the upcoming Disney film, so congratulations there. Active creative discussions are underway to bring back 24. That's right, the Kiefer Sutherland show 24, which aired on Fox. Fox is in active creative discussions to bring the iconic television series back. Hasn't this thing already been brought back multiple times and even under different stars and even with Kiefer? But hey, you know, whatever floats their boat. So we'll see how this one starts to pan out if it moves forward. There's been a lot of rumors going around that Bane will actually be in the HBO Max Peacemaker show. Well, James Gunn came out himself and he says, nope, Bane will not be in Peacemaker, so we can shut that rumor down. And I believe him, man. James Gunn doesn't like to usually mess with people's emotions, so if he comes out and says no to something, that's typically what it is. We have the Season 2 trailer for The Babysitter's Club, which is coming to Netflix, so congratulations there. We also have the trailer for Midnight Mass. So this is Mike Flanagan's upcoming original horror series, which will be debuting on Netflix as well. We have the first trailer for Injustice for the new animated DC movie based on the video games. I'll tell you this. I'm looking really forward to this. I'm not a big animation fan, but once it was announced, I said, cool, I really want to see an Injustice movie. This trailer wasn't very good. It really, really wasn't. This looks very low budget. I didn't like it. I'm still looking forward to the movie, but I did not really care for this trailer, so kind of depressing. We also have the first trailer for South of Heaven. This is a new movie starring Jason Sudeikis and Evangeline Lilly. It's a new crime thriller, so I think it actually looks really good. It's just hard to see Jason Sudeikis like this seriously in a crime thriller. He's such a funny dude and always does comedy, so seeing this has been a little bit like, huh? But it's a good trailer, man, so check it out. We also have the trailer for Birds of Paradise. This stars Diana Silvers and Christine Forseth. It's Amazon's new ballet drama movie. We also have the new trailer for The Many Saints of Newark. So this is the second and final trailer for that. So check that out, coming soon to theaters and HBO Max. Netflix and Chills 2021. That's right. They've set their movies and TV lineup for their holiday season. So you can check out their Netflix and Chills section on their site to see if there's something that you would like to watch to get ready for Halloween. Speaking of Netflix, they also released the first trailer for Don't Look Up, which is the new star-studded movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer... oh my God, why am I spacing her name? Jennifer... Shit. Guys. Jennifer Lawrence. God, sometimes it just takes a second. Netflix has released the trailer for Don't Look Up, starring Adam McKay and Jennifer Lawrence. This looks really, really good. It's going to hit select theaters on December 10th, and it will be streaming starting on December 24th. Star-studded movie there, man. Looking really forward to Don't Look Up. It actually looks a lot better than I thought. We have the brand new trailer for Last Night in Soho, which I've heard great things about. This movie comes out in October. Looking forward to checking this one out. Joaquin Phoenix stars in the upcoming new A24 drama picture called Come On, Come On, and we have the first trailer for that. We found out that Nicolas Cage is set to star in his very first Western. It's going to be called The Old Way. So this is when I tune out because I don't like Westerns. So sorry, Nick. I try to support everything you do, but I can't do a Western. So I'm out on The Old Way. But for those of you that will, there you go. Omar Epps and Michael Ealy are set to star in a new Lionsgate thriller called The Devil You Know. So pretty cool. I'll be down to check that out. Johnny Klimek and Tom Tykwer are set to co-score The Matrix Resurrections, replacing Don Davis. Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist is officially returning with a Christmas-themed film, which will be airing on Roku. That's right. The show that I really, really liked, that I wanted to see Peacock save or some other really good streaming service, ended up getting saved by Roku. So what they're going to do is they're going to do a movie. That's right. It is a Christmas-themed movie, reuniting the cast, doing a very special on their Roku original channel. And if a lot of people watch it, they might actually bring the show back for another season. But it's all going to be based on how well this movie does on Roku. So guess I'll have to dust off a Roku somewhere and plug it in so I could watch the Zoe movie. Congratulations to Star Trek Picard, which has already been renewed for season 3. Congratulations, that's awesome. And we also have a brand new season 2 trailer that you can check out right now. Good Trouble has been renewed for season 4 over on Freeform. Star Trek fans, get ready, because season 4 of Star Trek Discovery will premiere Thursday, November 18th on Paramount Plus. So get ready for that. The First Wives Club has been officially renewed for season 3 over on BET Plus. The over-the-top Batman podcast serial, starring Jeffrey Wright in the title role, is set to premiere on HBO Max, as well as just being a podcast. So very cool there. You can listen to it on HBO Max. We have the Dancing with the Stars Season 30 cast. So everybody from The Bachelor's Matt James to Olivia Jade to The Miz to Brian Austin Green and everybody else in between. So check that out if you're interested. Bruce Willis and Michael Rooker are set to lead a new movie called Corrective Measures, which is based on the graphic novel. It'll be adapted and will premiere on Tubi. That's right. So Bruce Willis, who used to be one of the biggest box office stars, who's been regulated to VOD for the last probably 5 years, is now being regulated to a free streaming service that nobody watches to do a movie on Tubi. Tubi! Man, how the mighty have fallen. Roger Jean Page teases that he might actually be returning to Bridgerton as the Duke of Hastings. We'll see how that goes. No confirmation there. Ted Lasso's Hannah Waddingham is going to lead the voice of Krapopolis, which is a new animated Fox comedy that's going to be coming from Dan Harmon. Congratulations to Mr. Bob Odenkirk, who's returned to set. After 6 weeks of having a small heart attack, he's back on set at Better Call Saul. So congratulations on returning to work, and hopefully stay happy and healthy there, sir. All right, Ernie Hudson is going to be joining Kate Beckinsale in a new thriller called Prisoner's Daughter. Let's see here. The brand new trailer. It finally happened. It finally happened, guys. The Matrix Resurrections. The Matrix 4, The Matrix Resurrections dropped its very first trailer. It will debut in theaters on HBO Max and in theaters on December 22nd. Guys, this trailer is awesome. It's so awesome. It's so good. I've watched this trailer a dozen times. I'm so excited. The Matrix is one of my all-time favorite movies. I love The Matrix Reloaded. Matrix Revolutions, you know, it wraps up the story. But the first two, man, are so good to me. And I'm so excited to go back into this world with Neo and Trinity and the new Morpheus played by Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. So I can't wait, guys. If you haven't seen this trailer by now, I don't know what you're waiting for. Check out the trailer to The Matrix Resurrections. It's on our Facebook page. We tweeted it. It's on, you know, we got links on Instagram. I mean, just this thing's awesome. And I got my video review up on TikTok as well, too. So check it out, y'all. So excited for this movie, man. Let's go. In shocking news, man, we found out, breaking the other day, that the new Halloween movie, Halloween Kills, which is set to hit theaters on October 15th, we're just about a month away, we found out now it's going to debut on Peacock as well. Same day and date, Peacock. Premium, by the way. If you have the free Peacock, you're not going to be able to watch this. You got to pay for it. Peacock Premium, which is like $5 a month, y'all, so stop being cheap. It will be in theaters and on Peacock same day. So I'll probably still go to the theater to see this one, but pretty cool, man, that I could watch it again on home on Peacock if I would like to. So that was shocking news to me, man. I did not think, you know, this movie was supposed to come out last year and got pushed back because of the pandemic because they wanted people to go see it in a theater. And then a year later, they're like, oh, would it be on Peacock also? So it doesn't make any sense. Why didn't you just do this shit last year? So, yeah, but in any way, there you go. So good on Peacock, though, man. It's a great way to get more and more people to subscribe, getting something day and date just like that. It's awesome. Sony had its big, breakdown conference last week talking about some new games that are coming, and they teased the upcoming Spider-Man 2 game for the PS5. It's got Spider-Man, it's got Miles Morales Spider-Man, and then Venom pops up at the end, and that was awesome. I was so stoked for this trailer, and then it said 2023 at the end, and I said, fuck! I did not want to wait till 2023 to play Spider-Man 2. I love the Spider-Man games. I love the Miles Morales game. So I was all about this trailer until it said 2023. And I'm like, why would you tease me like this? I'm so, so stoked for this. And Insomniac Games also announced that they're doing a Wolverine game also. A totally separate game made by the same team as Spider-Man, which gets me even more excited. I want to play Wolverine. Hell yeah. But that game's probably 2024, 2025 at this point. So who knows? We also found out that the voice of Venom in the video game is going to be done by the Candyman himself, Tony Todd. So he will be Venom, which is just awesome. So very, very cool there. Alright, keeping it moving, we also found out that Uncharted Legacy of Thieves Collection has been announced for PS5, PC, and remasters for both PS4 titles. So getting some updated Uncharted there, which is very cool. Fear the Walking Dead Season 7 trailer has dropped, check that out. God of War Ragnarok is another game that was on the PlayStation Showcase, so you can get your first trailer and look at that, which I know a lot of people are excited about. I mentioned this when we were talking about Matrix, but I'm going to confirm it again just in case you all missed my little drop of knowledge. It was confirmed that Yahya Abdul-Mateen II is playing Morpheus in the upcoming Matrix movie. I know a lot of people were pissed that there was no Lawrence Fishburne. I kept trying to tell people, I'm sure it's story-based. I'm sure there's a reason for it. And, you know, Yahya being it, you know, this movie's called Resurrections. This is just the next life that Morpheus has been, you know, put into. So, yes, some people look the same, but other people could look different, man. It's all how the Matrix does it, right? So, we'll see how this plays out. But Yaya is great, man. He's blowing up, dude. We got him in Candyman right now. And he's, of course, Black Manta and Aquaman. And he's just going to continue to do his thing. I think this is awesome news. And I think he'll be a great Morpheus. Take the red pill, Neo. So we also found out in that PlayStation showcase that the long-awaited Grand Theft Auto 5 PS5 edition that was supposed to come out in November has now been delayed into 2022. That's right, it will not be out till March of 2022 at this point. Come on, guys. There is no reason. The PS5 will be out for a year and a half by the time this happens. They promised this before the PS5 even came out. Why is this taking so long? Stop it with this damn Grand Theft Auto 5. This game came out on the PS3, and then the PS4, and then the PS5. Like, cut it out, man. Just put the damn game out. But you can see the new extended trailer now for what they're trying to do. They also announced that Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic is going to get remade. And that'll be coming to the PS5 as well. And man, that gets me really, really excited. James Newton Howard is set to score Disney Plus's Willow series. Stephen Curry and Netflix have partnered to adapt Black Brother into a film. Demi Lovato is going to be exploring UFO phenomena in the upcoming Peacock documentary series, Unidentified with Demi Lovato. Coming soon to Peacock. Disney's new Haunted Mansion movie has added another great cast member. Rosario Dawson has joined the cast. Love this addition. We just talked about Owen Wilson earlier, so this is great. We have the brand new trailer for Dexter New Blood, which comes back in November on Showtime. And this new trailer is pretty damn good, man. I'm so ready. We also have the trailer for Diana the Musical, which is Netflix's new Broadway spectacular. I had no idea they did a musical based on Diana. So, I don't know, man. Not my gig, but this is coming to Netflix, so check that out. HBO Max has announced that they've renewed Gossip Girl for Season 2, so congratulations there. We have the brand new trailer for Ron's Gone Wrong, which is the new robot animated film, which looks really, really cute, man. So check out the new trailer for that. We have the new trailer for Riz Ahmed's Amazon sci-fi drama called Encounter. So this is coming, I believe, in December over on Prime Video. So I like this teaser trailer. It's pretty good, man. It's got me stoked without giving really anything away. So congratulations there. William Sadler is joining Salem's Lot as production has begun on the film adaptation. So congratulations to William Sadler joining that. Christopher Nolan's next movie will be about the development of the A-bomb. So that's all we got on that one there. The United States of Al, this is a comedy sitcom. The sitcom is going to rewrite the season 2 premiere and offer a powerful moving reaction to the situation in Afghanistan. So there you go, man. The season 2 premiere being rewritten to kind of go with today's topics. So, you know, good on them. Justin Hartley from This Is Us, he's got his new show because just This Is Us is going on his final season. So he's already got his next show lined up, which is called The Never Game. And the series adaptation is moving forward at CBS. So he's moving from NBC to CBS. So get ready for The Never Game. Juno Temple is set to play the wife of fellow Brit Ewan McGregor in Doug Liman's Everest, the story of the mountaineer George Mallory, played by McGregor, during multiple life-threatening attempts to scale the world's highest peak. So, you know, great additions here to have Ewan McGregor and Juno Temple, so I like that. All right, moving along here. Let's see. Don't Look Up. I know we mentioned this earlier. It hits Netflix on December 24th. But this film not only has Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence, but it's got Jonah Hill, Meryl Streep, Kid Cudi, Ariana Grande, and a whole bunch of others. So, man, this is going to be a big, big movie for Netflix, man. Might be the biggest movie they've ever done. So, look for that in December. All right. Moving along, we found out that the Bob's Burger, the movie, is coming in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Bob's Burger, the movie, is coming in 2022. The Boys, that's right, the cast has announced that production has officially wrapped on season 3. Lionsgate has announced that Andy Garcia has joined the cast of The Expendables 4, which I love. That's awesome right there, too. Gary Dauberman's Stephen King's adaptation is filming, man, and it will be released September 9th, 2022. So we finally have a release date for Salem's Lot. Nancy Drew Season 3 trailer, so you can check that out right now. The Furiosa movie. This was supposed to come out next year. It's been pushed, and it's been pushed big time. This prequel will not open now till 2024. 2024, and we're talking about this in 2021. So, damn. Talk about a delay, man. That's a hell of a delay. The official runtime for Venom Let There Be Carnage has been revealed, and yes, the movie is the shortest of the Marvel bunch. 90 minutes. That's it. 90 minutes, hour and a half. So, you know, I know a lot of people are thinking this is a bad thing, and I don't like it either because I'm so anticipating this movie. But you know what? 90 minutes could mean this is going to be a really just to-the-point movie, right? We're going to get in. We're going to get the story going. We're going to fight, and we're going to wrap it up. So no lull, no lag time, just action, 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 kick some ass, nice story, boom, in and out. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing, but man, it's crazy that a movie like this is only 90 minutes. So take it for what it is. Aquaman, King of Atlantis, which is the new animated miniseries that's coming to HBO Max from James Wan, has dropped its first teaser trailer, so check that out. Manifest Season 4, the main cast is finalizing negotiations for their Netflix return, so it looks like pretty much everybody will be good to go. Benedict Cumberbatch says that Doctor Strange 2 will be more ambitious than Spider-Man No Way Home. Ooh, those are some big words right there, Benedict, so get ready. Release dates, ladies and gentlemen. Marvel and Disney have started dropping some release dates, and for some stuff that we don't even know what the hell it is. So they've released four new Marvel movies in 2024, which we don't know what they are. We just know release dates. February 16, 2024, May 3rd, 2024, July 26, 2024, and November 8th, 2024. Disney's live-action Little Mermaid is going to come out on May 26, 2023. This is another one I'm scratching my head on. Why May 2023? This movie finished filming like 2 months ago. I don't see why it's coming out in 2 years. Like, that's just crazy. Guillermo del Toro's Nightmare Alley, which was set for a limited release, will now get a wide release on December 17th, 2021. And it was also announced that the Bob's Burger movie we talked about will launch on May 27th, 2022. So we got a lot of stuff going on, man. The Last Duel will hit on October 15th. Ron's Gone Wrong will debut on October 22nd. Eternals on November 5th. West Side Story on December 10th. And The King's Man on December 22nd. Disney will also plans on releasing their animated musical Encanto in theaters on November 24th, where it'll play for 30 days before landing on Disney Plus. So very cool there. But yeah, that's what we got, guys. A lot of dates being dropped, but not any specifics for the Marvel stuff as to what will land there. All right, moving on. We know that they've been looking to make a sequel to Den of Thieves, which was the Gerard Butler cop movie that came out a couple years ago. I really liked Den of Thieves, thought it was great. Gerard Butler now says that the sequel will begin filming early next year, so we're finally going to be moving forward on that, which is awesome. Let's see here. Yo Gabba Gabba is getting revived over on Apple TV Plus. That's right. The streamer will also house the library of the former Nickelodeon show. So get ready on Apple TV Plus to get some Yo Gabba Gabba. HBO is extending A Real Time with Bill Maher through 2024. So congratulations there. Moving along. Summer 2021 box office is actually not the lowest on record despite the pandemic. That's right. It is not the lowest. So there's been some big hits out there like Free Guy and Fast 9 and Black Widow and Shang-Chi. Lots of stuff doing some pretty decent business that makes it not the lowest on record, which is something I'll take at this point with the pandemic, man, for sure. No Time to Die is officially the longest James Bond movie ever. That's right. We talked about Venom Let There Be Carnage being 90 minutes long. Well, No Time to Die is 2 hours and 45 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. So get ready for a 3 hour James Bond movie because it's coming. So that's a long ass James Bond movie, man. I'm just like, holy crap. I'm looking forward to this movie, but I don't know if I'm looking forward to 3 hours of it. The Emmys is going on, right? The early Emmys have started to get announced, and The Queen's Gambit, The Mandalorian, and SNL are leading early winners. Ted Lasso grabs its first win. So check out the article if you want to see who's won some Emmys so far, including WandaVision as well. So congratulations there. Going back to Free Guy, 20th Century and Disney's Free Guy starring Ryan Reynolds has dominated China's theatrical box office for a third consecutive weekend. The film added another $12.3 million, taking its China total to $75.8 million. So congratulations there, man. It's a big box office win for China and an American movie with Free Guy. Like we said, Shang-Chi remains number one at the box office with $35.8 million, so very nice week too. Marvel continuing its What If series every Wednesday on Disney Plus, and this week, Killmonger arrives. That's right, Killmonger will arrive in the sixth episode of What If, airing this Wednesday on Disney Plus. This morning, we were pleased to get the very first poster and the first trailer for Hawkeye. That's right, Hawkeye, which will start streaming on Disney Plus on November 24th. We have the new poster, which is very Christmas themed, and we have that up on our Instagram and our Twitter, so check that out. And then the trailer came out, and you know, like I said, Hawkeye is going to start streaming on November 24th. This is an interesting trailer, guys. They're going in a very comedic way with Hawkeye. I love Marvel. I don't know if I love this trailer, and this is probably the first time I've said that about a Marvel product, whether it be the Disney Plus shows or the movies. I'm just kind of like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm sure it's going to be awesome. I like Jeremy Renner. I love Haley Steinfeld. I like Hawkeye. Been looking forward to his TV show. But they did this trailer very, very comedic with the, it's the most wonderful time of the year. You know, making it very holiday themed. But it's played up for too many laughs for me, for being a Marvel thing. What I love about Marvel is they have a great balance of action and comedy. And I felt like this leaned really heavy on the comedy side. So it could play out really well when you actually see the thing in its final format. But this trailer was very hit and miss for me. But I am looking very forward to it. It was just a teaser trailer. It's only about a minute and a half long, so I don't think we got a very big glimpse into a lot of it. It looks like the action's going to be fun, and it looks like some really good humor. It's got a Steve Rogers musical, so, you know, we get a little Ronin back. So we'll see how it goes, man, but check out the Hawkeye trailer if you haven't seen it yet. All right, a Penguin series is in development on HBO Max. That's right, this is coming off of the Batman movie. Colin Farrell plays the Penguin in the movie, and they are looking to bring Colin Farrell back to play the Penguin in his own show, in his own spinoff show on HBO Max that will take place, obviously, in the same universe, just after the events of the Batman. So right now, they're saying that Colin Farrell is circling it. No agreement has been made as of this point, but HBO Max would like to create a Penguin series, so we'll see how that goes. Also in very early development is a She-Ra live-action standalone series. That's right, Amazon Prime, Prime Video, is working on this one, focusing solely on She-Ra. So, hey man, I wouldn't mind a live-action She-Ra. We'll see how that goes. Batwheels, which is a new animated series coming from Warner Brothers. Ethan Hawke is going to voice Batman in the upcoming series. So congratulations there to the upcoming Batwheels show. High School Musical series has been renewed for a third season on Disney Plus. The trailer for season 3 of Narcos came out today. We also found out that Narcos Mexico on Netflix, the show Narcos will be ending after this upcoming season 3. So it will be donezo. No more Narcos. We have a little teaser trailer for, and it's very little, for Olivia Wilde's directorial debut, Don't Worry, Darling. So you can check that out, starring Florence Pugh. Very, very teaser is what I'm trying to say. Ted Lasso actors and writers are set to receive big payday increases ahead of season 3. Well, well deserved. The show has awesome writing and cast, so they gotta keep them compensated. Hayley Atwell set to voice Lara Croft in Netflix's Tomb Raider anime series that they're going to be doing. So great addition there with Hayley Atwell. I wish she was playing Lara Croft in live action. That would have been awesome. Colin in Black and White. We have the first teaser for it from Colin Kaepernick and Ava DuVernay. It's their new limited series that's coming to Netflix. So check that out. We have a first look photo of the Peacemaker series that James Gunn dropped. So check that out. We have the first teaser trailer for There's Someone Inside Your House, which is a new slasher picture coming to Netflix. We found out that Disney has stated that the rest of their fall run will all be theatrical. That's right. Disney has set exclusive theatrical run for all their fall 2021 films, including The Eternals and everything else for the rest of the year. No more Disney Plus premiere access for the rest of the year, at least. 2021 going back to the theaters. The Dan Trachtenberg-directed Predator movie has officially wrapped production. A lot of people didn't even know this movie was being made. They did it in secret. And the new movie might actually be called Skulls, so we'll see how that officially sticks with it. Maybe it'd be called Predator Skulls, or maybe just Skulls. But they're trying to keep this one very, very secretive. But hey, it's officially wrapped, and we'll see how it goes. The Luther movie has just added Andy Serkis and Cynthia Erivo to the cast opposite Idris Elba, so very cool additions there. The Willy Wonka prequel has just added Keegan-Michael Key to the cast. The Sylvester Stallone classic Nighthawks is being developed into a new limited series with Frank Grillo taking over the lead role, so I like that. Let's roll. We'll get some information on the Don't Breathe Blu-ray and 4K release. Dominic Sherwood is set to lead the reboot of Eraser over at Warner Brothers. They had no idea they wanted to redo Eraser, so there you go there. So I like that, I like that. We also have news on the M. Night Shyamalan movie Old, the news on their Blu-ray, DVD, and 4K, which will be coming out in October. Peacock has dropped the first full trailer for the teen murder mystery One of Us is Lying, so get ready for that, which will be dropping soon on Peacock. Amy Acker and Warren Christie eyeball Andrea Lando's secretive nanny in an upcoming freeform drama pilot that they're putting together. So, a nanny will be played by Andrea Lando, arouses the interest of characters played by Warren Christie and Amy Acker in this upcoming drama pilot. So, there you go. NBC has dropped the first 5 minutes of their upcoming sci-fi sinkhole drama called La Brea. So looking forward to checking out this show, man. So you can see the first 5 minutes now. Cops, which was canceled on the Paramount Network, has been brought back by Fox's streaming channel, Fox Nation. So the new season of Fox will start airing on October 1st on Fox Nation. Matt Long says that he will be in some of the final season on Netflix. So there you go, man. So he is coming back, but just for some, you know. And this is all based on how they were able to negotiate these guys coming back, because they waited so long to revive the show that everybody got let out of their contracts and started signing up for other movies and TV shows. So at least they'll be around for some. Olivia Wilde's second directorial debut, Don't Worry Darling, has a premiere date now of September 23rd, 2022. Another one that makes no sense why it's so far away. It should be September 23rd of 2022. Oh wait, no, that is what I'm thinking. It's still very far though for a movie like this. There's not a lot of CGI or anything. The thriller's all-star cast is including Olivia Wilde herself, Florence Pugh, Harry Styles, Chris Pine, and Gemma Chan. So awesome, awesome cast for this thing, man. Looking forward to seeing what Don't Worry Darling is going to bring. All right, moving along. Hilary Swank is set to star in Tom McCarthy's newspaper drama for ABC. Succession, yes, it finally has a debut date of season 3, almost exactly 2 years after its last episode aired on HBO. The Emmy-winning drama will return for season 3 on October 17th. So get ready for some more Succession on October 17th. And that, my friends, is our news of the week. We did it! We did it in our normal, typical 50-minute time frame. So thank you so much for tuning in and getting caught up with all the latest and the greatest in entertainment news. Once again, my name's Don Mega. Follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. Make sure you follow the show on Twitter at AmIOnTheAir. Make sure you like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. AmIOnTheAir.com is our official webpage. It's where you get links to all the social media, all the different podcasts. Everything's on AmIOnTheAir.com, so make sure you bookmark that. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. If Apple's not your thing, don't worry. You can get us on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts. We're all over the interwebs on pretty much all your favorite podcast platforms. So find us on whatever you use and subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe to us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Just search Am I on the Air. Really need your support on TikTok, man. I put up a lot of video reviews on TikTok and on Instagram, so make sure you follow along there at simply Am I on the Air. And thanks to our great affiliates at RedDragonsRadio.com. Follow on Twitter at RedDragonsRadio. That'll do it for me on this Monday, September the 13th. Thank you so much for tuning in for Season 22, Episode 35. And we'll be back next week for another episode of Am I on the Air? Till next time, y'all. Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Red Dragons!
Red Dragons!